The following is a world-famous Felendry Show encore presentation.
And welcome, everyone. My name is Bud Dickman, and welcome to Halloween Show on the Felendry Show. And it's the Halloween Show, yeah. Now, we're going to have on tonight Dr. Arthur Barn, who is the famous vampire hunter who eventually said he didn't believe in no vampires. And we're also going to have, as a special guest, Gary Slezak. That was Dr. Barnes.
No.
Yes, doctor. Yes, we are, sir. That was Dr. Barnes' assistant.
No, I must. This is Dr. Arthur Barn, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on.
Put your hand on my chest.
Hold on for a minute. I just want to tell people we're going to have on Gary Slezak. It was Dr. Arthur Barnes' assistant. But what is the problem?
Gary Slezak left me. We had, I don't,
I mean, he's not going to say anything bad.
He's not going to say, he's going to tell me and you and your listeners that I'm he's got chiropractor bills.
He's got chiropractor, well, let's let him talk about it.
You know what, on second thought, I'm glad he's on. I want to clear the air.
Okay, so that's Dr. Arthur Barn.
I'm sorry, but I had to come on here, ladies and gentlemen. I had to clarify to you, this man, Gary Slezak, was my assistant. And he
kind of ghoul around and with the steaks and...
Yes, he carried the steaks. He carried the garlic. A lot of good it did me.
So, Gary Slezak, who was a student at Cal State Northridge when...
Yes, he was a student at Cal... I don't know where he's from, and I don't care. He was, in fact, a student at Cal State Northridge, and decided, yes, Dr. Barn, I'd like to be your second. I want to be there with you as you drive the steaks through the chests of the undead. When we finally figured out...
Well, let me just finish the intro.
Fine, go ahead.
Anyway, I'm Bud Dickman, and tonight on the Phil Henry Show, it's Halloween night, and you can hear there's spooky music and everything, and we're not in a haunted house or nothing, but you can imagine maybe you are in a haunted house.
Great.
So welcome, and don't forget, world-famous Phil Henry Show with a backstage pass at philhenryshow.com. So Dr. Arthur Barn, join us here on Phil Henry Show. I'm Bud Dickman.
So I want to be clear. I was told that I'd be interviewed by Mr. Henry, and it's...
Yeah, Mr. Henry said at the last second that he wanted to take Halloween night off, as did
General Shaw, is that...
Mr. General Shaw and Margaret Gray, and they would take the night off.
Now...
Because they wanted to go. Mr. Henry said he wanted to go and have candy.
They wanted to go and have candy. All right. It's fine with me.
Let's just forget about them.
Okay.
Let's get down to it, Dr. Arthur Barn. Everybody is fascinated with you, and they love hearing from you, especially since you decided there's no vampires.
Well, that's very much in keeping with the responses that I've received from people saying, how dare you not be a vampire hunter anymore?
Because what?
Because people want to continue to, enjoy the fantasy that there's such a thing as vampires, or the vampire.
Now, what's the difference between a vampire and a vampire?
The vampire is all-powerful, generally originating from the old country, the broken battlements of Eastern Europe. A vampire can be anyone. It can be, with all due respect, Bud, you could be a vampire if you encounter, in the mythology, you see. I don't believe that...
There's no vampire that's going to suck my blood.
No, not as far as I can tell. There's not going to be any vampire. Let me make a small joke. Even when there were vampires, I'm sure they wouldn't mess with you.
All right, yeah.
Thank you.
At my expense. But...
Well, it's...
So, all right, so go ahead.
So go ahead what?
Go ahead, you were talking about...
Oh, well, yeah. The vampire is just a run-of-the-mill vampire. Excuse my language, any schmuck can be a vampire.
What's the most run-of-the-mill vampire, when you believe that there was vampires, what was the most run-of-the-mill one?
Well, back when I believed there were vampires, I thought I encountered the walking undead over here in Northridge when I met Gary Slezak, who then I realized he wasn't a vampire, he just liked walking around, you know, ghouling it up and everything, I don't know. And then I said, Gary, you're not a vampire, and he said, no. And he became my assistant. But the other guy that I met was a guy by the name of Jim Chamberlain. And this was in Illinois when I was traversing the countryside, the farmland of Illinois, trying to find vampires. And this guy was a milkman. He worked for Prescott Dairies. And he would show up with his milk, you know, but he was walking stiff-legged and looking at people with those bugged-out eyes, and I never did see him during the daytime.
Yeah, but being a milkman, he's going to work at night, right?
Well, being a milkman, he'll work, yeah, before the sun comes up, right, so he'd be out. So I thought, aha, one of the undead. That was about the fourth time I got thrown in jail.
So what happened?
I grabbed him. I said to him, you are the undead. And he looked at me and he said, you better take your hands off of me before something bad happens. And then I went, never mind. And I got back in my Jeep.
So what happened? What disabused you, if I may use a word that sounds almost like, jerk,
No, that disabuse has nothing to do with the...
With what?
You were talking about the jerk off? Never mind. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
No, you're right. So what disabused you of the idea there's vampires?
Well, just enough experiences like that with Chamberlain. There was another one in... I went to the old country. I went to Europe. I went to Eastern Europe. I went to Bosnia. I was in Slovenia. And I encountered a young woman by the name of Mirisk Dobojnin. That's it. And Mirisk was... They said, for sure, she's a vampire.
Now, who was telling you that?
Some guys at a pub, you know. But at this point, I was desperate. I went around. I saw her. She was... she wore a lot of black with long shawls. And didn't get a lot of sleep because she was working an overnight shift at Radio Slovenia. So she had dark circles under her eyes, up all night, and I thought, yeah, the vampire.
So she wasn't a vampire, she just was tired.
Yeah. So I said, yeah, and I leapt out of, I think I rented a car. It was a little small Zaire is the name of this car. It's a European car. And I leapt out, even with the engine still going and the car rolling forward, I leapt out with garlic and a crucifix. And I went to apply, what we call in vampire hunting, to apply is to hold the crucifix up and the garlic and go, hey, you know, so make some noise that'll scare them. I don't know.
Dan, it didn't scare her.
Well, it did scare her. She was, what are you doing, sir? And I said, you are the, you're the undead, right? And no, she wasn't. And so by that point, somebody, I think, in a neighboring shop that was opening up called the police. So now there I am having to answer to the Clatis Village Police Agency. And it was a mess, you know.
Did you go to jail?
No, but I got let off with a warning. They told me to get lost. So I went ahead and bundled up. I had Slezak go ahead and book us airfare back to the United States. And that's really when I began to think...
But you never did find the vampire, did you?
Well, no, like I said, the vampire's different. But no, I didn't find a vampire, I didn't find vampires. There was the one time...
Now, this is the one that kept you going. There was a guy by the name of Bunny Stelz, who you knew in college, right?
I knew, but no, I didn't know him in college. Bunny lived in North Carolina, and I grew up in, believe it or not, Alabama.
You're kidding.
No, I did. I grew up in Alabama. But Bunny knew that I was out hunting vampires. So one night in my apartment, by this point I was living in San Diego, he's tapping on the window and he's got the ghoul face on. He put on all this makeup and even had somebody pouring this...
dry ice.
Yeah, the smoke from the dry ice is coming up from behind him. And they put on, and I'm going, yeah. And I thought it was a vampire. And I got out the crucifix and I got out the... garlic, and Bunny went, he put on the act, right?
So did he run away?
Yeah, he ran away, and he was saying things like, you'll be sorry. And I don't know, I went back to bed thinking, well, that was easy. The next night, same thing happened. There's Bunny in the window. I thought it was a vampire.
You didn't recognize him?
No.
Did you think it was a vampire, or did you...
No, that was in America, so I figured it was more of a vampire than the vampire. But Bunny's in the window going, wee, and I finally, and I should have noticed, Bunny had a gold tooth and that he got for cosmetic purposes. It didn't need it at all.
So you had like a cavity.
Well, his teeth were rotting out of his head, but I think this was just, and I saw the gold tooth, and I went, Bunny, you are one piece of you-know-what. And that's when he began howling with laughter, and he kind of grabbed me and hugged me, and I said, what are you doing? He said, I just was having some fun. You and your vampires, you ain't found one yet, have you? He had me going for two nights.
So the guy's named Bunny...
Stelz.
Bunny Stelz, yeah.
And so that's when I thought, I haven't found one decent vampire. I've mistaken about five or six. And then, of course, there was the crypt hunting.
Now, that was in the... you gave that over to Gary Slezak, right?
I told Slezak to identify those crypts and those graves which would hold the remains of the vampire and also the vampire.
And do you say it like vampire or...
You can say vampire. I just go vampire. Just for the purposes of... Channel 2 did a two on the town.
Yeah, you were interviewed on it, right?
I was, and I went vampire, and they got all jazzed about that. But here's the thing. Gary went out and said there's a crypt here. He would identify the crypt. It could be in a graveyard in North San Diego County. It could be someplace in Arizona.
Where would you travel all over the world, right?
Well, we traveled. When we started crypt hunting and grave hunting, we were in America primarily. I went to, took three trips to Europe where Gary swore up and down.
There was a vampire.
He said there were vampires guess where?
Transylvania?
Yeah. We went into Transylvania. We got the permission of the Romanian government. I had three guys with submachine guns up my rear end.
Why?
Because they had to accompany us everywhere. This is the Romanian,
okay.
Romanian government. And we went in and drove stakes into the chests of, I don't know, seven or eight cadavers in Romania. Then we came back to the States and we drove stakes into the chests of another 10 to 15 just dead people.
Not vampires.
Not vampires.
Not vampires.
No. They're just dead.
So when you drove, how did you know that they were not vampires?
Because when you drove the stake into them, there's no blood spurting out and they're not going, you know.
Yeah. How do you know they're supposed to do that?
Well, every vampire...
Essentially, you're basing your knowledge on a vampire on a movies, right?
No, I'm not doing it. Look, Bud, I understand that Mr. Hendry and the rest of you people love to make fun of me. And there's a few others that like to hold me up and point at me and go, oh, take a look, a new world monkey. Nope, I won't take the bait. But you're right. Most of what I assume vampires do...
But any particular horror movie?
No. The Hammer series, probably.
The Hammer, yeah. Blood of Dracula and...
The Horror of Dracula. Anyway, long story short, so when I drove the stake into these, and they're not going, there's none of that, the histrionics, I'm thinking, man, did they monkey me up, you know?
Who do you blame specifically?
Say that again?
Who do you blame specifically?
Because
really, it's your own gullibility.
You know something, Bud, when you interview me, Doctor, it's bad enough that I turn up to be interviewed and it's you. Now you're...
Okay, so I don't talk good, but you're the guy that was driving stakes into the bodies of dead people, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, let me get Gary Slezak on the phone here.
Great.
Well, Gary has... could fill out... One of the questions I want to ask is this idea that you got most of your vampire knowledge from the movies, what you've seen.
From the movies, what I've seen.
Well, you just said from Horror of Dracula.
All right, okay, fine.
Gary Slezak is going to join us online here from... Gary, you're over at Tunney's there in Tucson, right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, and I want to thank you. And Dr. Barnes, it's Gary Slezak. We meet again.
Gary, how are you doing? It's always nice. No hard feelings?
No, but you know that... that the medical bills that you agreed to pay are going to be coming due soon.
All right. Well, let me explain, Gary, to everyone.
Medical bills?
Yeah, let me explain to everyone. Gary went to a number of chiropractors, right?
He went to two chiropractors and an orthopedic surgeon.
All right. I didn't know you went to an orthopedic surgeon.
Oh, yeah. They said that they thought that there was a curvature at the spine.
All right, well, what Gary did, and it was probably not right, I had him walk around with one shoulder up in the air and the other one down like he had a hump.
Like he's a hunchback.
Yeah, so I'm walking around, and they said to me to look like I'm that guy Igor.
Yeah, I wanted him to look like Igor in the movie, and so...
Yeah, but what do you need to do that for, man? You're looking for real vampires, you're not trying to joke people.
We're not trying to joke people.
Doctor, if I may?
Go ahead.
Dr. Barnes felt that it would be more convincing to people if I'm walking around with one shoulder up in the air, the other one drooped down, and he said to get my knuckles dragging,
I wanted him to, he had the right shoulder up and the left shoulder down, and I wanted him to get those knuckles of the left hand dragging on the floor. So he's going along like, you know, yes, master. I don't know, you know. Where are you?
Yo, are you at the track?
Oh, I'm in Los Alamitos, yeah. You thought that I was over, you thought I was in the lounge. I was in the lounge.
Oh, you're betting the ponies tonight.
Yeah, I've got a couple that are running. There's one running right now.
Okay, can I go? Or...
No.
Gary, you know what? You kill me. You can't pay your medical bills, but here you are tossing some money on the ponies.
Well, let me tell you what. Whatever rings the bell, whatever gets your dick swinging at the end of the day.
Okay, thank you very much. That's Gary Slezak.
No, he's just a filthy mouth. He really is a filthy mouth.
Dr. Arthur Barnes, my guest, as we talk here on this Halloween night. On Halloween.
Yeah, on Halloween.
Right.
Don't forget, a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show will set you free. It may be the very thing that saves your everlasting soul. Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Yes, there you'll find 60,000 plus hours of radio and digital content that will make you laugh. You'll go, and then you'll continue on with the candle down the darkened hallway to bed. Get the backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and find out what it is to live again. Live, not as the undead as you have been. Yes, listening to regular podcasts means you're dead from the neck up, but not with the world-famous Phil Henry Show. With the world-famous Phil Henry Show, you're alive.
Get a backstage pass at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. Welcome back here. This is Bud Dickman. It's the Phil Henry Show on Halloween, and we have Dr. Arthur Barnes' special guest, Gary Slezak, who I just hung up on, is coming back. Gary, let me just tell you what, man. You're going to have to be a little cleaner with the mouth.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that I said...
You said some vulgar stuff, Gary, and I don't appreciate it.
I'm sorry, Dr. Barnes. I'm sorry.
So Gary is with us, and we're going to talk a little bit more about when you were... Gary Slezak, you acted like you were Igor walking around with the pretend like you had a hump.
Yes.
And this is what he claims the chiropractor. You're claiming this is the chiropractor bills.
Yes, and yep, walking about 8, 9, 10 hours a day working for you with one shoulder up, and I'm dragging the knuckles of the left hand, and you've got me going, Master, Master, where do we go to get another dead, to get the dead one? You know,
I didn't tell you to say chump change stuff like that. I said just say master.
Well, what? Why did you need to do that?
You just went, well, what?
Yeah, I did. Why did you need to do that?
We were looking for money more than anything else. We needed funding. We needed to get funding so we could continue our travels and we could continue to fund the vampire. And you can only do that with money. And so Gary helped us selling the image.
So it was all baloney, Gary.
Well, yeah, of course it's baloney.
Yes, it's baloney, but you've got to make it look good.
You were able to raise money that way.
Yes. We raised money from, there was a women's club in, where was it, Gary?
Pleasanton, California. Is a women's club that gave us $20,000. There was a bowling league.
It's not anything I'm proud of. We getting money from bowling leagues and women's, you know.
But it paid the bills.
It paid the bills, yes. And we would have and people would ask me to come to speak, and I'd have to put on the whole thing.
Dr. Barnes would put on I am Dr. Arthur Barnes. He had a black hat that he would wear with a black cape.
And Gary would come with me, and I'd have him go in limping with the shoulder up going, excuse me, you know.
Yeah, and I'd come in, I'd put his notes on the podium, and I'd lick my lips like I'd drool, and I'd go... And I'd grunt off, you know. Most of the time, I grunt.
I had him grunt.
You had him grunt. So this is a big, big phony baloney act.
Well, you got to understand something. If you really want to find vampires and you need money, you have to play to the fantasy of people.
So we did that for 2 years.
Let me be honest. How much money did you pull in?
I mean, it's an embarrassing amount.
It's pretty good.
We probably about a couple hundred grand.
You're kidding me! You're kidding me!
Oh, relax, will you?
200 grand. A lot of that spent on first class plane fare.
No, it wasn't. No, no.
Yes, Dr. Byrne, you said the first class tickets, plane fare between America and Transylvania on Transylvania Airlines.
What do you mean Transylvania Airlines? There's no such thing.
But you had the first class ticket.
Anyway, yes, we needed to travel between different places, and so that's what we did. You got the race coming up?
Yeah. What do you got to...
Attaboy Binky.
Yeah, give me the gray and the red, okay? Give me a gray and a red across the board.
Well, I mean, if you're watching a race, man...
Well, let me just see what's going on here.
You know, I can be off doing something else. I mean, I could be off playing with my...
There they go. No, forget it.
So anyway, Dr. Byrne, so Gary Slezak is now suing you for medical expenses.
Yes, he is. And would you mind...
you got to get away from that race.
Sorry. Let me go inside. Sorry.
So yes, Gary, you are suing me, and I find that to be one of the most disingenuous, disloyal acts I have ever encountered.
I'm walking around with my shoulder up in the air and the knuckle dragging, and I got a curvature of the spine. I got chiropractor bills that are going into the thousands because you watched Horror of Dracula and you thought you needed to have a limping assistant.
You had to have the limping assistant. It's too hard to explain.
Yeah, but so if you're getting most of your information from movies, maybe there are vampires, but you're only getting your technical experience, your technical advice from movies.
Well, what do you want me to do? You think I'm going to go out and actually do some investigative work? This is what we based it on. Much of what I read, yes, was in the literature. But if you ask me, how did I know a vampire was going to scream and blood would spurt? Because of the movies.
Yeah, we watched probably Horror of Dracula, the Brides of Dracula, the Blood of Dracula. Dracula must be Dracula, 1972 AD. We watched it all in the TV if they blood is coming up.
Say that again, man.
You know what I'm talking about.
So you guys are watching a lot of Hammer horror series.
I would say so, yes.
Okay, well, I would say, and then you finally, when did you finally decide to say that there was no vampires?
I decided to say there was no vampires when that last trip to Eastern Europe, when Gary identified, once again, five different boxes.
No. I told you I didn't think, at that point, you were going crazy. Find me a vampire. So I just picked out five different boxes. I said, go ahead.
So you already knew they weren't dead. They weren't the undead.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, man.
Ooh. Oh, there's another race going off.
Hey, forget about the race if you don't mind.
Sure thing there, Squeaky. Forget about the race.
You know, I think I've had about enough of this. I thought Mr. Henry would be interviewing me. I didn't know that it would be Bud Delickman.
The name's Dickman, not Delickman.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it's more like Lickman.
So, Dr. Arthur Byrne, where are you now and what are you pursuing now?
Right now, where I live now, I'm back in the valley. I'm back in the valley, live in Northridge, and my wife and I are very comfortable there. I do a few lectures a week on mythology, and at this time of year is very profitable. We go around the Los Angeles area giving talks at little spook houses and all these clowns, you know.
Well, it's kind of ripping them off, though, Doc.
No, it's not. They know they're not being ripped off.
All right, so you're... And the rest of the year, what are you doing?
Well, the rest of the year, I'm retired. I'm a retired academic. I haven't worked for many years.
Gary, what are you doing?
Well, as soon as I get paid off of this lawsuit, I'm going to kick it up in Cambria, where I have a little beach house.
Oh, isn't that tough? You're going to kick it in Cambria, huh?
That's right.
Good luck.
Oh, man.
You know, you can get the money from the insurance. You don't have to come after me for it.
Okay, but I'm just telling them, you're the one that told me to walk around with the hunchback.
So you walked, okay.
That's right, I walked around with the hunchback, and he even made me go, yes, master, all of that stupid stuff.
You know what, you gotta sell, and you couldn't sell it for shit. You know that, Gary?
Well, I beg to differ.
All right, okay, thank you very, 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 Mary.
Mary?
Thank you very much, Gary Slezak, who is the, thank you, Gary. And he is the, what did you say he is?
I'd say he's some guy that got lucky. He's suing me because I said, why don't you walk around looking like you're Igor?
No, but I mean...
He was my assistant, yes. He was the guy who carried the steaks and the garlic and, you know, got a stiff neck for the way he was walking. I don't know.
And he's suing you or the medical company?
He's suing me, but, you know, my insurance is going to cover this. I don't know what he thinks he's going to get out of me. What a chump change deal. My advice to anyone listening is don't do the vampire hunter thing, because you will regret it for the rest of your life. Trust me when I tell you, I'm Dr. Arthur Barn. Yeah. See, if I had this music back when I was vampire hunting,
what?
It might get people going, ooh, you know.
Yeah, call a vampire hunter.
Yeah.
This world-famous Phil Henry Show has been my special treat to interview Dr. Arthur Barn on this Halloween. And thanks to Gary Slezak, his assistant, who carried the steaks and the garlic, and now suing him and a chiropractor because he's got a stiff neck.
Jesus Christ.
I'm Bud Dickman. Thank you, Dr. Barn.
Thank you very much.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved.
Yeah, on iHeart Podcasts.
Vampire.
You ever miss it?
Miss what?
Vampire hunting.
You miss proctology exams?
No.
No.
So vampire hunting was like having a finger up there.
Pretty much, yes.